I've been making friends with compromise. Dodging accountability, and that is no surprise. Keep correction out my lane, yeah, that's been the vibes. The bite the hand that feeds you daily, dog, it isn't.
I'ma put it on the line for the kingdom. If he die for me, I'ma lay down mine. Going out like the 12 that follow back then. How can a wretch like me?
Ayo, Fuego, pull up.
I came from the pit, I'm taking some hits, but coming up quick, we're making it big. I can never quit, I can never quit, but that's not all me, that's all God. But
bookkeeper247.com. Welcome back to Behind the Mic Podcast with my husband and your host, Daryl Kemp. Thank you for joining us. Make sure you visit thebookkeeper247.com to catch up on all of our new content. Be sure to sign up for the newsletter as well to keep up with the hottest artists in the game. On the sixth episode of season two, Behind the Mic, Daryl continues the conversation with upcoming Christian hip-hop artist Q Flow, who is the cover artist for Rapzilla's On the Rise playlist. They discuss topics such as the importance of having support from family and friends, musical influences, and what made Q Flow upset with Rapzilla. Also, tune in for Q Flow's message regarding bullying. Don't forget, subscribe to our podcast for the most in-depth show in hip-hop, Behind the Mic, with my hubby and your host, Daryl Kemp. Let's go! Let's go! Let's go! Let's go!
Hey, what's good? It's your boy TC. You're now rocking with thebookkeeper247.com. Hey, man, go check out my new single, Suburbia, man. That's out on all digital platforms. Honestly, I'm just busting pride wide open on this one, man. Exposing all his lies and empty promises or whatnot. But, yeah, man, go check it out. Yes, sir.
Crazy with the pencil like I'm John Wick. They curl me as the new Baba Yaga, man. That's some nonsense. Trying to spread the light, putting Jesus all in my content. While staying independent, no dotted line, no fine print. They told me I won't last this long, cause I ain't versatile. Like I ain't give y'all nothing but water. Go get this versatile. Tag team chance, boy, we Christian and Edge. How you scheming with these demons when you softer than bread? That's all for the head. No talking, you just fell at the bell. It's evil in your phone, that's hell in the cell. Ripping it well. See, the three became the shield and Christ is the proof. Hey, he also told me, tell my Usos, today is a new day. Bro, we too legit, fighting these young bucks. Catch a super kick, undisputed era is now. Any crew can mix, tag team chance, but we will stay cordial. You ain't down with Flo and Prodi, we got two words for you.
Stay woke, hit him with the new joint. Philly, we them tag team champs, the team is too strong. And you don't want no war with the stable. I can go and take my partner, hey Prodi, go get the table.
It's like a 4/5 when the balls spit, all spit. Sermons on the mic, the booth, the pulpit. All pit. On the mic, I'm lethal like a blowfish. Yeah. I live for Christ, and now you know this. Styles and Jada mix with Hardy Boys. I style with the maker, devil can a homie boy. We separate the boy from men like a 90s group breakup. I'm on my baker's dozen, boy, you better get your cake up. Beat the beat up with the bat or something like that wrist work. Sweep the streets, my pen to ratchet right into my wrist. You be frontin' on the gram, you be lying in them pictures. Talking about 100 grams, I'm a lion, you a victim. Rhyme scheme like the psalmist. Hardest Latin artist breathing, if I'm being honest. Clean conscious, tag team like Bubba Ray and D. Von Dunny. Spit cold off the top, y'all gon' need y'all scullies, it's Prodi.
Hit him with the new joint. Philly, we them tag team champs. The team is too strong. And you don't want no war with the stable. I can go and take my partner. Hey, homie, go get the table, huh? Hit him with the new joint. Philly, we them tag team champs. The team is too strong. And you don't want no war with the stable. Cause I can go and take my partner. Hey, homie, go get the table, huh? With greedy minds and fame talks to these facts. Two words for you, I'm real. Believe that, it's cute.
Welcome back again, family, to the ride, sitting down, chopping it up with my man Q Flow. And we were just talking about the transition of the churches, right? So what I heard and what I love about the church you're in now, right? They're actually giving you all a chance to develop the gifts that God put in you all, right?
Yes, sir.
And I think that plays a big part, you know, in the church continuing. Like you said, your sermonettes, allowing you to rap in church. Now, look, I'm in Birmingham, right? Now, I go to a small Methodist church. I've been at the mega churches, and I just got lost in the mega churches, right? You know, it's right. Like they didn't know if I was there on Sunday or not, you know. But the church I'm at now, man, I get hit. I can text my pastor. You know, I can call him. I can hit him up. I'm the Sunday school superintendent. So, you know, I teach Sunday school. You know, I'm more involved, right? You know, and found out I had gifts that I didn't even know I had, you know, because I'm in these mega churches just blending in, right?
Right.
But what you said, I love how your church allows you all to develop your gifts from God and put them forth. And in the church, right? So I was sitting up here laughing to myself when you were talking about the church, because me and my wife went and seen Gary Owens, right? Stand up a few years ago before the pandemic. And he was talking about, you know, Gary Owens, white, his wife,
yeah.
Black.
And so, black, yeah. Black church be.
Yeah,
I know it. Black church be long, yeah.
Yeah, can I say something? Booty woo, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, that's what me and my wife's favorite comedian. But man, I'm glad that where you at, they let you exercise your gifts and everything like that, and let you harness your gifts there.
And you know what's funny? It's still a black church, and like it's still long. You know, like I've been to a church. I remember I've been to a church, and. We was in and out. I didn't even know. I didn't even realize, like, yo. It was like, yo, it was like he gave a word for, like, 5 minutes. And he's like, let's all stand. And my pop, I was with my dad at the time. It was me, my brother, and my dad. We went out in Jersey because we was going to see my stepmom. And my dad was just like, yeah, he must have known the Eagles was playing or something. Like, you know, because we was in and out. My church is still a black church. So, like, it's still standard church time. It's just not Baptist church time, you know. And then it's like we do so much in there and, like, you feel good in there. You don't realize, like, yo, we've been in here for, like, 5 hours, you know. Because, like I said, yeah, so... You know, but that's I know the Gary Owens joke.
Oh yeah, that's fine. So man, look, let's address the elephant in the room, right? Which I know your stand, but let's address it for the family, right? So, are you a Christian hip hop artist or an artist that's Christian?
I am a Christian hip hop artist, Christian rapper, Christian artist, gospel rapper, whatever corny title is out there, that's me. That is me. All right. No slight to the rappers who are Christian, who feel like they're in a box. I don't feel like I'm in a box. I wear the jacket because I don't feel like I'm in a box.
That's right. Yeah, and I agree. You know, with us being a media outlet, right? You know, we got some guys, they just hip hop artists, but they message Christ. You know, we got some guys that go by the title or the corner title, whatever you proclaim, whatever the fans or whatever us media outlets do, you know, in the time they go by that, right? So yeah, so to me, as long as your message stays consistent with the word, and don't get me wrong, I know you can merge testimony in it, because I love to hear testimony and music, right? Where the Lord brought you from, where you at now, some of the things you went through, that's all good. As long as the message to me is consistent, the title really doesn't matter. You know, exactly. I think on Judgment Day, this is like me and my partner were talking today, and we was talking about jobs, right, in the world. Mm-hmm. And I think on Judgment Day that the Lord is going to say, he's not going to say, well, since you was at work and didn't do the Christian thing at work, right, you know, then I'm going to give you a pass on that. But while you're in church, since you went to church this Sunday, I'm going to give you an okay on that, right? What I'm saying is my whole life is my life, and how I live it for Christ applies on my job as well as it does in the church, right? You know what I'm saying? So, mm-hmm. you know, whatever title, if you want to call me, because I'm a surface miner, if you want to call me a surface miner, fine. But just know I'm a Christ follower, you know, first. You see what I'm saying? And my message to people is my message is always going to stay consistent to my relationship with Christ.
Exactly.
Yes, sir.
Exactly.
So, yeah. So what was your, man, I think of Philadelphia, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to ramble some names off my head. Stop me if I'm wrong. One, I think of Eshawn, you know, Burgundy. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, I think of, he called Microphone, right? I think of him.
My guy. Yep.
Okay. Okay.
My guy, Mike.
Yeah. And then I think of Beans. I think of Freeway. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? That old Rockefeller, you know,
State property.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. State property. Get down or lay down. Mm-hmm. So what were your influences and your introduction to music?
Well, like I said, my dad's a drummer. And any style, like we talking gospel, rap, hip hop, R&B, jazz, a little bit of rock and roll. I got that all from him. I got it all from him. So first and foremost is definitely my dad. You know, just what he played. But like what got me into hip hop is definitely Freeway, man. I memorized that verse at What We Do. You know what I'm talking about,
Yes, sir.
I knew that. I knew his verse. I at least knew the open. We still pushing to the sun. Come on, at least. You know what I mean? I memorized that part by like age 11. We heard that song on the radio so much, man. Like 11, age 11, age 12, maybe. I knew his verse all the, like I knew that offhand, man. So. Yeah, Freeway, Beans, who else? Jay-Z, we listen to a lot of Jay-Z, a lot of DMX. We listen to a lot of Nas, but like not like the lyrical Nas. I wasn't introduced to the lyrical Nas till like late. And I'm like, oh snap, like where this dude been? Like I just been here for a while, you know, and I'm like, yo, all right. You know, so whatever was on the radio, 9 times out of 10 we heard it. We listen to a lot of Usher, and then we listen to a lot of old school. Like people hear me singing, like my mom, but like people, like she'll bring me, like we'll be around her friends or whatever, somebody from church, and I'll just be singing like the Four Tops or like the Stylistics or something. They're like, how you know that? And my mom's just like, he an old soul. Fun fact too, man, the Stylistics, their saxophone player was my music teacher in high school. I mean, in middle school.
What? Mm-hmm. Oh man, that's what's
happening. Taught me to, I know I played the alto sax from from 7th grade to high school to 12th grade.
Okay, so you're a music man. You play instruments, you direct
not
the choir.
Not instruments. Just the sax. My dad wanted one of us to learn the drums, but I never had an interest in it, man. But I just love the saxophone, man. I played the saxophone. I played it in church too, for a little while. Me and my brother played trumpet, and they had us come in and play you know, play with the musicians. We ain't know what we was doing because we ain't had no rehearsals. Mm. So we just playing like two or three notes. I'm like, yo, this is embarrassing, but all right. But I played saxophone, and then what else? Like, I just love jazz music because, like, what's the station? WJJZ and 106.1. There we go. My dad would play that, but it would be like if he's taking us to his job, because he's a civil engineer. He used to work out in Jersey at this spot out in Jersey. It was pretty cool. It was pretty quiet. And, you know, he found a way to keep us in the chain while he was working. So, like, but we'll have to leave at, like, the crack of dawn. The crack of dawn. The sun ain't even out yet. Like, so he just playing jazz. All you hear is Quiet Storm. I'm like, yo, I don't know what this music is, but it's beautiful. You know? Yeah. So, I got into jazz music because of my dad, too. Like, so my dad had a really big hand in all my music interests. And just, you know, helping me have an open ear to different styles of music and not just being like, oh, that's that white people music, you know? Like, no, like, I like, there's some pop music I like, you know? I love, there's a lot of rock and roll I like, and there's a lot of, like, indie stuff I like. But nowadays, you know, you'll catch me listening to, like, some, you know, I listen to a little, like, I've been listening to some EDM, but recently, like, I've been listening to a lot of South African music.
Oh, okay.
They make amazing music, man. It's amazing. And it's not like tribal music or whatever. It's like, it sounds like R&B. It's not R&B. It's like a little neo-soulish. It's like a little neo-soulish, a little housey, like a little bit house music blend. It's beautiful. So, you know, my dad was definitely a big influence. You know, but like as far as like rappers I listened to growing up, like I said, Freeway, Beans. As far as like Christian rap, Lecrae. That's everybody's first. Most of the people that's their first artist is Lecrae, and that was, you know. And my thing is, I didn't realize I was late into finding out that Philly is like the mecca of Christian rap. Like New York is the birthplace of hip hop, but like Philly is really the home of Christian hip hop. That's where honestly it really started. When you're talking Cross Movement, Truth, Eshan, Jafia Life. You know what I mean? So like I didn't know that until late. So you know, like that just boosted up my Philly pride when it comes to being an artist out from out here. But you know, Lecrae was one of my first introductions. Ambassador, I heard him on the random, found out he was from Philly later on. Trip Lee, I always liked his beat selections.
That's right.
I just feel like Trip Lee has announced like his ear for beats is that inspired my beat selection. Like if you hear me rap over something soft, it's because Trip Lee, Rick Ross, those two. Like I credit those two for having a fire ear for beats. But yeah, that's about it. And then after that, like, you know, how I got my style, this punchline style. You could think battle rap for that. That's a whole other. Yeah. I mean, I can get into that if you want. You know, I started out listening Reed Dollars, Joey Jihad, Meek, you know, E. Morris, Eddie Morris, Rain Man, AKA RJ Payne. I started listening to them first because it was just like, you know, we from Philly, they all from Philly. We gonna listen to the Philly battle rappers. You know what I mean? And they all had that same style with the people in the background saying they bars with them. You know what I mean? The bombs over Baghdad. Like, yeah, you know? especially Reed, man. Reed, I credit Reed for a lot, you know, for, you know, giving, you know, Reed and Joey Jihad. Because, like, Reed was always, he had that aggression. And, you know, I feel like I adopted some of that aggression. And, like, Joey Jihad had that flow. Like, he just, you play a beat, he just moonwalk on that thing, man. Just start floating. And then I branched out, like, because I'm a huge battle rap fan. You can ask Mitch. Me and Mitch, we in a whole group chat talking battle rap. I'm a huge battle rap fan. But, like, my, you know, as far as, like, whose styles and whose like mannerisms I used to blend in with the music in the beginning was like T-Rex, Charlie Clips, you know, some New York guys, man, Hitman Holla out of St. Louis. You know, those are like the main three. And then, you know, then like I said, it was mostly Philly rappers, but those are the styles I kind of adopted in the beginning, you know. But then as I grew up and I matured, you know, I started leaning towards like, well, let me find some aggressive Philly Christian rappers, you know, or at least who got that, you know, who got that sound. So like, that's when I Fire Life. So homie out here is my big brother. It's my mentor. I told him every time I do one of these interviews, his name is popping up somehow. And that's Atiba Halisi. He used to go by Fiend. People from the old days know him more as Fiend. So like, they be like, that's Fiend. I'm like, yeah, but he don't like being called that no more. He buried that side of him, man. He just wants to be himself. So he's Atiba Halisi, you know, and I always tell him to give him his flowers whenever I can, man. So if you listening to this, man, there you go. There's your flowers. But, you know, I started studying up under him because, like, he's so wise, man. Like, he's so, he spits a lot of wisdom in his raps. But he fire, like he cold, he lyrical, he got bars and that aggression. So I really started studying him, and people tell me a lot, like, yo, I can hear, like, I hear it. Like, I hear you've been listening to him a lot. Like, him and then there's another brother out here, T-Coda. He sounds like Beanie Siegel, but he's Christian, but he sounds like Beanie Siegel. He's so fire, like, he's so cold, bro. So, like, and he's been looking out, too. Like, I'll listen to some of his stuff. And try to pick up some little nuances or whatever from him too. But as far as influences, man, that's really it. It's mostly battle rap though. Like, I know, like, if you pay attention on Twitter, people all the time, it happens like once or twice a month. Yo, Q, you really should go battle rap, man. I'm just like, that's not my lane, man. Me and Mitch did it for fun, because that's my brother, and I love Mitch, man. That's my brother. But it's like, that's not my lane, man. I just want to rap for the Lord. Like, you know. If you know, if the Lord gives me a chance, you know, AQ, man, it's a nice little conversation. Go ahead, get your blessing. There's only 1 minute. Go ahead. Then, all right, I'll go do it. But, like, that's not really my lane, man. I know my lane. I stay humble. I can't do it all. I know I sound like I'm battle rapping, but I really don't want to go battle rap.
No, because that's what, first, shout out to Mr. Rail and Mr. Rail Show, powered by the bookkeeper 247.com.
I don't know why he ain't called me for that yet. He's supposed to be.
Hey, nah, we're gonna get you in the rotation, bitch. Got you, man. I'm telling you, I be seeing y'all up on Twitter, but that's what I was gonna say. Next, when you talk about the battle rapper, right? Hey, make sure you text me, the people you're talking about too, so I can put them in my rotation, but like us down south, right? Or the world, maybe we feel, but see, I know Philadelphia, y'all got y'all own music scene. Y'all could blow, see, y'all like New York, y'all could blow in Philly and be successful, right? And nobody ever even hear, you know what I'm saying, outside the Philly network, right? Maybe Jersey, New York, you know, that whole DC metro, you know, that whole area up in there, Baltimore. But what I'm saying is y'all could blow right there and be tight. So what I've always heard was the battle rapper never transitions to the rapper. You know what I'm saying? Like, they get stuck in the battle rap mode. Is it in the truth to that?
Well, it was until Meek blew up.
Okay.
Once Meek blew up, it was like, you know, once Cassidy and Meek, once they blew up, it was like, all right, well, anything's possible now. But and you know, there's been some times where battle rappers shine. Like I said, you got RJ Payne. He's doing amazing. He's been doing work with Griselda, with Benny the Butcher and all them. He started in battle rap and all that. You got like I said, you got Meek Mill. Who don't know Meek now? We had a guy, Cicero. He was rapping out west with the game, but that fell through. Shout out Making the Band. We had E-Ness Making the Band. you had to beat her. You know, we had, but we had Making the Band. You know, E-Ness was on there. Shout out to him. There's been times, like I said, though, like Cassidy and Meek, if we talking Philly battle raps to rap, they did the transition and it worked. It worked, so you know it's possible now. But back then, it wouldn't have been like that.
Amen. Well, we'll be back for our last segment after these messages.
Yo, 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 it's your boy YJO with Enoch Flow Records, letting you know if you need beats, engineering, graphic design, website creation, Enoch Flow is the way to go. I'ma tell you why. Beats and engineering. All beats are produced by yours truly, exclusively with no leases. And I'll even throw engineering in there for you. Graphic design and website creation. Bring your next single, EP, or album artwork to life with DC Graphics, led by Damian Clinton, best graphic designer in the business. That's no cap. Get all these services and more only at Enoch Flow Records. Peace.
If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. First of all, it's free. Yes, I said it, free. Secondly, there's creation tools that will allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer when the inspiration hits you to record. Thirdly, Anchor will distribute your podcast, meaning it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Talk about a time saver. And last but not least, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. So there you have it. Everything you need to make a podcast all in one. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Can't wait to hear what you create with Anchor.
All right, welcome back to The Ride. We're sitting down, chopping it up with our man, Q Flow.
Yes, sir.
North Philly, Philadelphia in the house. Yes, sir. So, man, I want to get into this last section with you, right? We're going to talk a little bit about CHH. I'm going to put you on blast, too, right? Hey. But it's going to be, hey, look, when you said, I love when you said your aggressiveness, right, comes from the battle rap scene, right? So when I'm listening to War Drum, right, you know, man, you had some lyrics. It looked like that album sounds like a war drum for real, right? Like, you had a message for CHH artists, you had a message for the streets, you had a message for the ordinary person, you know what I'm saying? You had a message for yourself, you know what I'm saying? You know, what goes into a project like that? Mindset, prayer, production, money. Break it down for us.
Okay. Oh boy. I'm gonna try to remember the process. Like I said, this was 2 years ago, so I'm gonna try to remember the process. Well, first and foremost, like, I had to come up with what I want to talk about in this album. This is my first album. People were saying, like, Q, you need to give us an album. Stop doing these little mixtapes. No, you need to give us a full album. And I'm like, all right. So, you know, I prayed on it. I had the homies pray for me on it, you know, intercession. And first thing was just like, well, what do I want to talk about in this album? And I just thought about, like, well, what's going on? And I'm just like, we at war with ourselves. We at war against, you know, Christians. We at war against the enemy. And then it's just like, it was at war with yourself. At war with the world, and then versus, like, the enemy, the devil. So it's just like, you know, how do I want to, you know, what am I going to do with that? So the title War Drum just came to me, and it came to me because I was listening to Native American, like, tribal music.
Okay.
And they were, like, just banging on the drums. And I'm like, oh, that's kind of fire. And I'm like, yo, the war drum. That could be hard. So I'm like, you know what? I tabled it. Because I didn't know what I was going to call it. So I'm just like, I'm going to table that. I'm going to table the war drum. And we going to see what else happens and what hits. I didn't have no other titles after that, though. It was just like, nah, we calling it the war drum. So that was that. The planning process, that was that. Next came Wahama, you know. I'm going to hit up, shout out Tiba Halisi. I'm going to hit him up and see, you know, just ask for advice. And he was just like, yo, bro, first what you want to do, man, sign up for DistroKid. So that's what I did. He told me what DistroKid was. I'm still with DistroKid. He's like, just sign up with DistroKid, bro. I'm like, okay, cool. So I did that. And then I hit him up. Was like, I hit him up again. Was just like, yo, where you be getting your beats from? And he was like, there's this app called Beat. He was like, you know, we got this thing called BeatStars. No, it wasn't him. It was shout out Logic the Beatman, who did 90% of the production, all the engineering, he did like 90% of the production, 99% of the engineering. I think I recorded and mixed two songs at my house, but it was still like one of the beats was still his. So like, you know, so shout out to him. He told me, he was like, bro, you need to check out this joint called BeatStars, man. You know, don't be getting these YouTube beats. You know what I mean? Especially because, like, they don't take the tags out and all that. And they links lead you to BeatStars anyway. So just check out the BeatStars app. I still use the BeatStars app to this day. Shout out to that. And, you know, I wanted to support him because he was helping me out. So, you know, he was just like, yeah, bro, like, I just opened my store in BeatStars. You know, you want to check out the beats in there? Go ahead. We got a little deal going on and whatnot. And I'm like, nah, I don't want no deal, bro. I don't want no, like, I don't want no discount. I don't want no deal. Like, no. So our producers need to get paid in full. You know what I mean? That was my belief then. Now, you know, with bills and all that, I'm taking whatever discount y'all want to give me, man. But yeah, so it was that. And then, like, you know, the way I, you know, my writing process goes is like, I write the song and, you know, I memorize the cadence and the rhythm of the song. I only pay for like 2 hours of studio time. We knock out half the album. We completed the whole album in two sessions. Except for, you know, the last two songs I wanted to throw in there last minute. But we completed the whole album in like two sessions just because it was like, bro, like I done memorized all this stuff. Like I memorized the direction. I memorized the, you know, the what type of cadence I want to have. And I know the rhythm and I know I know the lyrics. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So we finished it in two sessions, you know, and that was great. I didn't spend so much. I did not spend a lot on doing this project. I think I spent more. Did I spend more on beats? I might have spent more on beats than I did studio time, and Amen. That was a blessing. And then, shout out my guy Bush, Joshua Bush. He hit me up, was like, "Bro, it's your birthday. I give you a video shoot for the low low." I said, "Oh, wow, it's lit." And he was like, "But you got to keep it under two." He was like, "Keep it under 3 minutes though." And I was like, well, let's do the layover. It's only 2 minutes and a little bit of change. And he said, all right, we go ahead and do it. So, you know, shout out to him for that. So Amen. The whole process for the album, it wasn't as it didn't take up that much time. You know, I still had time to work. I still had time for the missus. I still had time for my, you know, we had the dog at the time, not the rabbit. I had time for the dog. Like, you know, I still had time to do stuff and do this album. And she encouraged it. I tell her, like, yo, I got to go, have fun, Amen. Good luck, go. You know, shout out to her. Man, that's my baby, man. Shout out to her. She she's part of this, like, development, man. Like, because she tell me how it is. Was like, I have a bad concert or whatever. She was like, you ain't do this, and you need to do this more. Like, smile. Like, you always so angry. I know your music is aggressive, but smile. Like, stop looking like you're mad at everybody and smile. And I'm just like, all right, man, all right. You know, so, like, she'll give me that spectator point of view in anything, you know? Like, I'll do a song, I'll experiment with a sound that's not usually me, and she'll be like, this is new. I don't really like it. But then I'll do something different. She was like, I like this. This ain't bad. This is different. But it ain't bad, you know? So shout out to her, because she ain't no yes woman. Like, she'll tell me how it is. And I can't get mad with... Well, I'm going to get mad at her. You know what I mean? Right? You know what I mean? That's the missus. You know what I mean? What, I'm going to get mad at her? You know what I mean? You know? So, you know, like, yeah. So, you know, that was just encouraging to have that, you know? Because she's not one to try to hold me back. Like, oh, you always at the studio. Or why are you doing this if you don't even want... Like, no. She is major supportive. Like, because she know I'm not really, you know,
I'm not in search of a deal, but if I, you know, if the Lord blessed me with one, if Cray hit me up, was like, yo, I like what you're doing, come over to Reach. I'm not going to say no, you know?
Yes, sir.
But at the same time. I'm not hunting for it, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not hunting for a deal or whatever. But she's not one to be like, you ain't like you won't get a deal. She saw me with this rap, this stuff that's been going on with Rapzilla. She seen that and was like, "Ooh, I'm about to get me this. I'm about to get me that." You know, you know. She just joking, but like, you know, that type of energy is encouraging, man, because she sees like this is a big deal. What's going on right, like right now? What's going on with this Rapzilla freshman list? They making me the face of the On the Rise playlist. Like, what's going on with that stuff?
Yep.
You know, she's happy for me, you know? So even my mom, like, I thought my mom, cause you know, you see it all the time where like parents will just be like, you wasting all your time rapping when you need to do this, that, and the third. No, I told my mom what's been going on. She was like, so like, you, is somebody gonna sign you or something? Like, and I'm like, I don't know, mom. I was like, I don't know, but I ain't like, I'm looking for it. She's like, well, don't say that out loud. You know? She's like, don't say that out loud. If somebody offer you something, like, read it over. And, you know what I mean? So I need to go get me a manager, honestly. But you know, so shout out to that, man. That's just so encouraging. You know, the encouragement has been a blessing when it came to doing this War Drum album, man. And, you know, for, you know, like nowadays people aren't really doing albums. And I'm not really a big numbers guy, you know. Mm-hmm. I would celebrate 100 plays, you know, SoundCloud. OQ, you got 100 plays. Okay, you got 60 plays, and I'd be like, yo, boom, we hit 100, y'all. We hit 100. So when I did that album and I seen 10, I seen 10. Can I show you something real quick? This audio, my fault. But yeah, I'm going to show you something. When I hit 10K, this is what my friends did for me because they knew this was important for me. Hold on.
All right.
I'm back.
Oh, boom. War Drum album, 10K plays, right? Christmas coming around, my friend get me this.
Oh, man.
They get me this, man.
Yes,
right. They got me a plaque for 10K streams on the War Drum album, 10K. Man. And that's just encouraging because that's just my friends, you know? My family's been showing me mad. Man, I'm going to have a hard time hanging that back up. My family and my friends, man, the encouragement they've been giving me is a blessing, man. You know, they showed me this, when they got me this for Christmas, I was wondering, like, why are y'all playing my album right now? It's Christmas. Put the Christmas. I'm a big Christmas. I love Christmas music, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
The missus hate when I play Christmas music, but I love Christmas. I'm playing Halloween over, I'm playing Christmas music, you know? So, I'm like, yo, Christmas music back on, man. They playing my album. They was like, hey, yo, they give me this big box. Open this. I open it up, and it's this plaque, man. You know, and that's just that's just for the album, you know, and that's like, that's what we celebrate. And we 10K, that's big for us, man. That's big for us because we know, like, I celebrate, when I seen 300 plays on the single, I said, yo, we got 300. I said, yo, and everybody, you know, people try to make it small, but it's like, no, man, you got to understand in Christian rap, 300 is a big deal. That's potentially 300 people. Who decided, you know what, I might not give my life to the Lord, but I'm interested to see what other Christian rappers got to say. I don't have to, if I'm just leading people to hear more Christian rappers, great. If that's going to save you, cool. I might not be the one. I might just be the door to let you in. I might be that flashing sign that says, hope is over here. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If I'm not the one to lead you to Christ, but I led you to... The Cray is the one to lead you to Christ and you found him because you heard the War Drum? Cool. I'm cool with that, man. You found the Lord. Job well done. Welcome to the kingdom. You know what I'm saying? If I'm the one who led them to Christ, cool. Welcome to the kingdom. But I wasn't mad at getting 300 plays. I wasn't mad at getting 100 plays. But I never seen 1,000. I never seen 10,000, 12,000. So I see that to people, you know, to the people who've been, you know, able to get blessed early. They was able to get that recognition from Rapzilla early. And they seen that back when they first started versus me who've been in here for 10 years. And I'm just now, I'm seeing this in year 9. Kudos to you, brother. We gonna celebrate 10K. That's right. Nothing to y'all. This is a lot to me. We gonna celebrate 10K. We gonna celebrate 10K. So when my homies got me this plaque, even, you know, it's not an official plaque. It's official to me because that's hard work. And that shows somebody love my hard work, man. Somebody is appreciating my hard work, you know?
That's right.
I feel like I don't feel like I wasted no money. I feel like I gained all the experience in the world because during them studio sessions, not only was, you know, I'm just sitting there, he's sitting there showing me stuff. Like I don't have Logic. I use Mixcraft. So, you know what I mean? Okay. They showing me how to use Logic. He was like, yo, hit this, hit that, and hit this, and you gonna do this and do that in the third. I'm learning stuff that I can apply to recording in the crib.
Yeah.
You know? Amen. So I don't feel like I wasted no money. I feel like I learned a lot of stuff. The experience has been great. I was able to use the album for promo at this concert. We shot a cool promo video. I posted again, and if I could find it at least, we shot this dope dope promo video, wrestling style. You know what I mean? I feel like mission accomplished for me. Like I did what I wanted, you know. And I know nowadays nobody drop an album, and I might not drop an album for a while, but I did one. The people wanted one, I gave them one. You know, I don't know if anybody got saved through the album. If they did, to God be the glory. If not, and I was just that doorway to lead them to listening to more Christian rappers, to God be the glory, man. Like, I feel like it's a job well done. You know, if I was able to be that bridge, that's the thing, being a bridge, man. Shout out 520.
Oh, yes, sir.
I had an interview with Eric Boston. He was telling me, like, Q, you are the bridge between Christian hip-hop and Philly Christian hip-hop, because we didn't know these guys until you introduced us to them. We ain't know none of these guys until... This is what he said. This isn't me shooting my own horn. This is what he said. We ain't know these guys till you introduced us to them. And now, look, we finding more dope artists to connect with. You know what I mean? That's it. I'm cool being a bridge. If I'm making no far... If that's all I am, is a bridge, not a gatekeeper, but a gatekeeper.
Oh, yeah.
To, you know what I mean? The light that says, hey, there's hope over here. If that's me, that beacon, cool. I take that, man. I take that role because it's bigger than just music. I mean, this is Christian hip-hop. The soul's on the line, man. It's bigger than music, you know? But I was glad. But as an artist, it's nice to, you know, to have some type of recognition. I wouldn't be mad. I might be a little discouraged if I didn't get a little bit of recognition. But I wouldn't be full out mad. Oh, y'all hating all this hard work, blah, blah, blah. No, I wouldn't be mad at that. Because sometimes it's just a season. It might not be my season. I feel, you know, it might not be my time right now. You know, is it my time? You know, with all this Rapzilla stuff going on, is it my time now? Who knows? I feel like I'm in a good space with this stuff that's going on. I feel like I'm moving in the right direction. All this stuff that's going on. I wasn't expecting to be I wasn't expecting to be a nominee.
Yeah.
I had three other Philly artists ahead of me. When they asked who y'all think should be a nominee, I threw three other Philly artists ahead of me. Cause I thought in my heart, I think they killing it. If y'all want to add, if y'all want to look at somebody who's been improving, who's been, you know, grinding from the muscle, from out the mud, working hard, then look at my direction. Not saying they wasn't working hard, but I feel like y'all seen me improve. Y'all seen me. I came in. It was like, Q, you need to change this. You need to change that. We ain't feeling it. To, song of the night. You killing it. Keep going. You killing it. That's what I'm saying. Versus, this dude nice. Y'all know he nice. Who submitted? Oh, he submitted? Oh, yeah. Y'all know he nice. That's what I'm saying. When I say, you know, who's been improving and all that. I threw other artists ahead of me because I thought they was killing it. So to see my name on there was like, what? That's crazy, man. So, you know, I feel like I'm going it might not be my time, but I feel like I'm going in the right direction. You know, and I feel like my hard work is paying off now. You know, not to say it wasn't, because like I said, this is my first time seeing 12K, 10K, 12K. This is my first time seeing that. So I'm not saying... I'm just saying, boy, I'm rambling, my fault. What I'm trying to say is, I'll be losing my words. What I'm trying to say is, you know, it's nice to see that, you know, the industry is recognizing my hard work and my talent, my gifts. You know, I wouldn't have been mad if I wasn't nominated. I wouldn't have been mad if I wasn't the face of the playlist, because I already wasn't. And I was, you know, that's the thing. Like, I always remind myself, keep it humble and just keep pushing it. Keep grinding, keep knocking these songs out, keep working. You're going to get there. That's what I tell myself, man. Keep it humble and support the people, man. Support your homies who made it, man. Because a W for them is a W for all of us. This is a kingdom. It's what it's supposed to be. A kingdom. It's supposed to be one body. This is a W for all of us. When one win, we all win. I just happen to be able to win this time. And I'm being so shout out to the listening session group chat. They celebrating us. You know what I mean? Because it's like three of us in there who got nominated. They celebrating us. They not hating. They not saying, oh, well, you know, somebody else should have been in that joint. How y'all forget them? Nah, they not hating. They not throwing shade or nothing. They in there celebrating all of us, because they know we worked hard. We worked hard. Yeah. We deserve to be here, man. And like I said, like, that's just the artist. That's just the artist in me talking, man. Artist in me talking. It's nice to see my hard work paying off. You know, even when I feel like, you know, it paid off here, maybe it's not going to go any further, it's nice to see it like, okay, it is going further. I'm in the right direction. Let's keep moving forward. The only way we going is up. Let's keep knocking these songs out. It's nice to see that, man. You know, I haven't seen 10K in a while, but I'm seeing, you know, I'm still seeing 1,000 on singles, 2,000, 4,000 on singles, and I'm getting on playlists versus, you know, 10K. But that's two different types of blessings, man. That's just a different type of blessing. And I'm thankful. I'm thankful to God for all of it. I thank him for all of it. Because, you know, first and foremost, like, it wouldn't be possible without him. You know, it wouldn't be possible if he didn't give me the you know, the mindset to be patient, the mindset to be humble, the people to keep me encouraged when it's looking like, ah, man, what's going on? Why they not recognizing me? No, he's giving me all of that, man. And so, like, in Christian rap, I got nothing to complain about, man. I got nothing to complain about, man. I got people keeping me encouraged. I got people keeping me humble, keeping me grounded, keeping me stable. I'm good. I'm good, man. Like I said, like, I get discouraged. The missus ain't going to take that. She going to be like, no, you worked for this. Don't let nobody knock you off your square. She not playing, you know? So, like I said, that's my baby, man. Shout out to her, man. So, you know.
Shout out to Miss Q Flow.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Miss Q Flow, man. So she gonna get mad. She gonna get mad hearing that. But but yeah, man. You know, I forgot what the question was. I started rambling, but like,
nah, we good. We was talking about war drum.
Yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, war drum, man. The war drum. But yeah, no, I do feel like the experience was great. I learned a lot. I gained a lot of knowledge, man. I've met so many dope people in the process. I met like different producers and different like engineers in the process. So like sometimes I can't make it to a Logic studio. So the homie hit me up like, yo, come to the crib. I got you. And he got like a legit studio at the crib, and he ain't charged me. Shout out St. Clarity. He ain't even charged me. And he was trying to teach me. He's like, all right, so look, this is called this. This is called that. So when you mixing, you want to do this before you master it. You going to do this first. You always do it, or you're not going to get the tops. You know, shout out to him. And he ain't charging me a dollar for this, man. I should be paying for this. He ain't charging me nothing for it. Shout out to him. I gotta hit him up, honestly. But but yeah, man, it's been a dope experience, man. This whole album experience was dope, man. And I seen, you know, people like I said again, man, people see 10K, 12K and think, eh, the album flopped. I don't think my album flopped, man. This is my first album. I did this on the first project, where I'm barely even known. This ain't a flop to me. This is a dub for real.
Yeah. Shout out, man, to Air Boston and Nate Shelton over there, too, at 520 Collective. Man, they good friends of mine, man. I'm glad I missed that interview on their Discord, right? With you live last weekend.
It was recorded. See, I don't know if they dropped it or not, but I think it was recorded.
Oh, okay. Okay. I'm gonna have to check it when they put it out there, man. See, that's what with us, Q Flow, man, shout out to Rapzilla and everything they do for the Christian hip hop game and in this space. I know they got a lot of haters, but us running our own website and trying to do our thing, See, that's what I know I got to give when I hear somebody, even if the production is low, but I can hear and I say, yeah, they got it. So shout out. We may never be, well, we're not trying to be Rap Villain. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We just trying to a bridge and to help artists. And we got some things going on, but man, shout out to Rapzilla because I know they get a lot of hate though.
We don't, but see, and that's the thing. Shout out to Rapzilla though. I was one of them too, by the way. So like, that's what I'm saying. Like, look at the, that's for any future artist, man. Like, I've been there. Mad at Rapzilla, they ain't put me on. Mad at Rapzilla, they ain't put my homie on. I've been there, man. Just keep working, just work, man. Just put in the work. Sometimes you don't, like, I didn't realize it. My homies wasn't putting in the work. That's why they wasn't getting the love, you know what I mean? They weren't putting in the work, or at least they wasn't sending it to them.
That's right.
You know, Rapzilla can't post your song if they don't know you dropped it. So
that's right.
You know, but that's a lesson in growing up, man. And so, you know, for future artists, man, like, Rapzilla, they the biggest platform. Yes, they're not the end all be all, but you're not going to get anywhere by just being mad and disrespecting them, disrespecting Bookkeeper, disrespecting 520 Track Stars. Like, y'all not gonna get nowhere by burning these bridges. Just work hard, and if they don't like it, work harder. That's I'm living proof, man. It works. I was one of y'all. I was mad at Rapzilla arguing with whoever runs the Instagram back and forth. Now I'm the face of the playlist, man. You gotta work with us here, man. Like, you know, so you know, don't burn your bridges, man. Just you know, I'm glad I was able to build bridges back up, man. But don't be like take it from Q-Flow. I did it so you don't gotta do it, man. Don't just relax, work hard. If it don't work out, work harder. You know what I mean? Sometimes you just gotta put in 110%, 120%, man. But what I was about to say though was like, we don't need any more Rapzillas, man. We need guys like you. We need platforms like 520 focus on the indie guys, man.
Yes, sir.
There's a spot, there's a place for the indie guys. And that's what I be trying to tell people too, man. You guys focus on the indie guys as well as the big guys, man. Trackstar's been showing love to the indie guys recently, man. There's places for everybody in Christian rap in 2020, 2019, 2021. Like, there's places for everybody. Versus just Rapzilla being the only place. So, do your research, stop crying, and get back in the gym. Like, you know what I mean? Just work, man. That's it, man.
Right. Yeah, I know you shared something, and then we'll get ready to sum this thing up. But I remember sitting down with, because there's four of us, right? My partner, he a pastor. He like my pastor. No disrespect to my own pastor, but you know, my partner, man, Eddie C. Richardson, he like the pastor on the team. And my brother, he be handling like finances, and man, he like the brainiac of math, right? You know what I'm saying? And then I got my other partner, Eric, shout out to Eric Elins. He like the artist on the team, right? Mm-hmm. And we got a project we putting together prayerfully, Lord willing, it'll drop this year. But I remember we 7 years in now, right? And I remember I was like, when we first put the site up, I was like, hey, we got one view today, right? You know what I'm saying? Man, I was ecstatic, right? You know what I'm saying? And then all of a sudden we got 10 views and then 20 a month. And right now we running, you know, I'm not a big numbers guy. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, we do okay. I just put it like that, right? We run a good saying. So even for our small crowd, and then, you know, we social aware. So, you know, we be on IG, we be on this. But the killer part is I'm not a social media guy, right? You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man. So I just praise God, and I praise God that people have the attitude and the mindset to be bridges. Everybody, it's okay if we're not all Rapzilla or Reach Records I even put Trackstar on a different level, right? I think they're underrated, right? But they're some of my favorite guys, you know what I'm saying? The platform. Yeah. But we can't all hit that level, but we can all play our part in this body, like you said, right? Because it all counts. you know, we all one. So, exactly. Yeah. So, man, I want a couple of more things I want to ask you.
Okay.
And I'm jumping back to this, and I know it's a late night.
Nah, it's cool. Go ahead.
Okay, bet, because I love the conversation. Man, I want to know what you would tell someone that right now on when they're being bullied. You know, like, what broke you up out of that? What advice would you give somebody being bullied? What would you give the person being bullied, and what would you tell the bullier?
I'm not gonna lie. I'm not sure, because some people just handle it differently, man.
Okay.
But you know, the standard things I could say is just like, keep your head up, man, because it'll get better. It'll get better, okay, man. Sometimes, you know, being a late bloomer comes with low confidence, man. I realize, like, if you haven't, if your confidence is pretty high, you know, people, you know, you know how to keep your head on a swivel, depending on where you are. Like, unfortunately, you know, Philly, people mean. So, like, you got to keep your head on a swivel, man, because sometimes somebody just swing on you when you're not looking.
Yeah.
But, you know, I would just say, keep your head up, man. Keep your head up and just try to, like, avoid it, man. Just avoid it. Like, if the situation can be avoided, avoid it, man. If not, I don't know, man. I really don't know. Just because, like, my family's from West Philly, my mama's side, and that's the side I've seen the most. And the one thing they put in our head was stop snitching, especially like her, like my cousins, my older sister. My older sister always fighting somebody. like my sister, yeah, man, my sister, my older cousins, stop being a tattletale, man. So like, I unfortunately took that to school. So like, you know, I'll get bullied, whatever, and I ain't telling nobody, man. It's just like, I took it on the chin. But like, don't be like me, man. If you got, you know, you're a kid. If you're a kid being bullied, go tell your teacher, man. But like, you know, I also took, like, I also started taking self-defense classes too. And that kind of built my confidence up. I mean, it's 2021. Everybody doing martial arts now, man. It's cool now, man. Back then, everybody thought I was trying to be a Power Ranger. But now it's cool. Yeah. Oh my Lord. That's a whole nother story, man. We're gonna be here for 3 hours. I get into that. But I mean, back in the late 90s, early 2000s, they thought you was trying to be a Power Ranger. But anyway, everybody taking martial arts and boxing and all that, man. Sometimes you gotta defend yourself, man, if it's physical. If it's mental and verbal bullying. You know, just take that on the chin, man. Just keep your head up. You know, sticks and stones. That actually rings true, man. Sticks and stones, man. But if it's physical, take self-defense classes, man. Take them. Amen. They work, man. Amen. People act like they don't, but it helps, man. And not only that, it helps build your confidence too, man. Because it's like, I took all those defense classes. I ain't getting a single fight. I ain't use it yet. You know what I mean? Because this is like, like you learn to walk with confidence, man. You walk with confidence, usually you'll be left alone, you know? So, I've taken jiu-jitsu classes for 2 years. I haven't used anything yet. I done forgot moves. Like, there's some moves I remember, some moves I don't. I ain't used none of it yet. You know what I mean? But it's just like, you walk around with confidence, and sometimes just avoid, like, you can tell, man. Use your brain. Use your head, man. Sometimes you can see, like, all right, you know what? Walking this way is going to be that's an iffy situation. I'm going to go this way. Take the long way, man. Sometimes you got to take the long way. Don't take the regular way, man. You know? So that's just an example. But, like, you know, main thing is just keep your confidence, you know, keep your head up, man. Don't let them break you. Do not let them break you. Don't let them, you know, don't let them kill your joy, man. And stay strong in the Lord too, man. Be strong in the Lord. Cause I questioned God, like, yo, why are you letting these folk bully me, man? You know? Mm-hmm. And I don't think I got an answer, but you know, as time went on, like, I just learned to deal with it, or I learned to avoid it, you know?
Amen.
Cause like there was a time, like, quick story. There was a time, it was this one kid, he was a bad kid, you know, bad, one of the bad ones in the school. The whole school knew it, and I was still new. You know, even though this is my second year, I was still, you know, this is my, you know, it was eighth grade. So, I, you know, I had friends, but it was like, it's Q. He doesn't do anything. You know, like, don't, like, nobody messes with Q. Q don't mess with nobody. Like, so there was a time where, like, I got in a fight at, in middle school. Now, I didn't really, it wasn't really a fight. It was more like he kept messing with me. And I told the kid I was sitting with, I'm like, bro, if he do it again, I might have to go defend. I might have to hit him. And he was like, hey, Q, man, just do it. Because we were in this big old cafeteria. Everybody is over there. And then it's like two kids scattered over here. And it's me and him over here. We ain't bothering nobody. Everybody is over there. They over there. We over here chilling. He coming from over here to mess with me. So I said, bro, if he do it again, I might have to hit him. He said, do what you got to do.
That's right.
He came over here. He did it again. I didn't hit him, but like I caught him and I was about to hit him, but they was just like, Q, they was just like, Q, stop, stop. So I stopped. I let go. I stopped because again, I wasn't a bad kid. They told me to stop. I was like, okay, all right, I stop. I ain't do it. I ain't hit him. I grabbed him though, but I ain't hit him. And so like, you know, they call him parents or whatever, but they called my folks, was like, somebody was messing with his son. He got in a fight, but he's not in trouble. All right. We know Quentin. We know he's not, he doesn't do anything. You know, he's fine. He's quiet. He was chilling by himself. We just wanted to, as the teacher, you know, as the school, it happened at school. We got to let the parents know, but your son's not, he's not suspended. He's fine. Whatever. And they was like, all right, cool. You know, my mom's like, you know, I went home and we talked about it. And she was just like, well, you know, because my mom, she always told me, like, I love my mama, man. My mama is West Philly, all right? West Philly. She a church lady, but she's still West Philly. She's still cutching, all right? And so she's just like, listen, son, if you end up getting in a fight at school, she's like, if something happens at school, you need to defend yourself. As long as you don't hit the kid first, I can defend you. If you hit him first, I got nothing because you could have walked away. But if he hit you, put your hands on, he was like, if he put your hands on you, you got my permission to fight back. All right. Cause you, I ain't raised no, she was like, you a sweet kid, but I ain't raised no punks. So she was like, if you fight back, I come up there and we'll handle it. But you know, just don't throw the first hit. And I kept that. I still keep that to me to this day, you know? So, you know, and that's what happened. That's what it was. So like, you know, to people being bullied, man, like I said, it's going to end. It's going to end. It's going to stop. You know, just don't let them break you. Keep your confidence up, man. If you got to pray to God about it, please, by all means, do it. In the long run, man, overall, what I'm saying is it's not going to last forever. And it'll be okay, man. You know?
Amen.
It'll be okay. Amen. Just keep your head up. Keep your confidence up. I can't, and pray. I can't express that enough, man.
All right, great advice, man. I appreciate that, man. So, man, last thing, man, what you working on, man? What you got? What the people need to know about? When it's going to hit? Give me an estimate or anything. Let us know.
Okay, well, first and foremost, I got my next single, Wildflower 2, coming out, I believe, this Friday.
This Friday,
March the 5th. March the 5th. Wildflower 2 is coming out. That'll be out at midnight too. So, you know, that'll be available everywhere, all the stores, all the DSPs and whatnot. What else am I working on? I'm working on one EP. I low key got myself booked into like three joint EPs with like six different artists. But the first one that's coming out is the tag team EP with my guy Prodi, another dope spitter out of Philly, man. That's my guy. You know, we working on that. We got most of our beats already done. You know, shout out to the producers, On Beat Music, OK Hip Hop, Y Joe. You know what I mean? I think we get one from, man, we got some dope.
Yeah, I hear the culture in them. That's right.
Yeah. So, you know, shout out Isaac Mathers. That's another one. Yeah. So shout out to them, man, for even, you know, being willing to help us out with this, man. So we working on that. I got a concert. I'm doing a virtual concert in 2 weeks. I just got the venue. I need the band to contact me back so we can start rehearsals. But that's going to be Saturday, March 20th at, I believe, either 6 o'clock or 8 o'clock. I gotta check. But just be on the lookout for that. And then you know, I'm still dumping out singles, dumping out you know, a lot of singles, but right now my focus is like this whole, like I said, like this whole campaign run I was doing for this freshman list, man. So, you know, voting ended, but like I don't know when we find out about that list, but either way, man, I feel like that's a W for Philly. Just because you know, we haven't had a Philly artist in the freshman's list since Eshawn Burgundy, and that was 2011. Mm-hmm. That was 10 years ago. You know, so that's really, I did the research. I had to look back. I'm like, yo, I want to know all the artists who've been on this thing. And Eshawn was the only Philly guy. So it was just like, you know, if you know, it's big enough that I'm here, that I'm nominated. That's big for the city in itself. But to be actually nominated would be outstanding. So, you know, that's my main focus, is like just trying to take advantage of the moment going on right now. And it's like all the opportunities is being handed. So I need to, you know, I got to knock out more songs, man. I recorded a lot today, too. Shout out to Wordplay and Worship. That's Dayton's page on IG. He, you know, he's been telling me, Q, you need to submit more videos to the channel, bro. So, you know, when Dayton tell you, keep, you know, submit some more stuff. You go ahead and record and submit some more stuff. So I gotta shoot a lot. I got a lot of videos to shoot. I'm planning a video shoot for Camaro Flow. That's one of my favorite singles I've done recently.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, man. Like, just cause like that's my dream car. So like, you know, to be able to just write that whole song in my dream car was a dope experience. But
What year?
It's,
what year
20,
on the Camaro?
2015.
Okay, okay.
2015, black on black. I did a little, you know, did some customizations to it, but yeah. So I'm working on shooting the video for that. I found this dope location about an hour away. It's super dope. I don't want to give it away though, but yeah. So I'm working on that. Like I said, I rapped myself into like three different EPs. So like this tag team EP ain't the only one. Like there's like three other ones, but we ain't getting no titles for them yet. So that's it. Uh-huh. That's all. Like my 2021 sounds like it's looking booked, but who knows, man? There might be some more things in the works. I'm just not sure yet. But yeah, man. Whatever guy got for me, man. I also got shout out to Three from the Infantry. We've been working on this song for like months now, man. We're just trying to like we've been trying to find a singer for the hook because we had a little shortcoming with that. But shout out to him, man. This song we got coming out is called Take Flight. It's actually the sequel to The Layover. So, okay. So yeah, so it's like we're done with The Layover. Let's take our flight. It's time to go. The journey starts right now. So that's basically the whole thing of the song. It's a dope song. He killed his verse. I did my thing. We just waiting, you know, we just got to find a singer. You know, he's been helping. Like, that's the thing. Like, he's been helping me with that. So I think, like, I'm not even searching anymore. He's searching. And that's just dope that he's even taking the time to look for me. So, you know, shout out to him for that. But, yeah, that's about it, man. It's just taking, like mostly, like, overall, it's just taking advantage of the blessings that I've been given, man. This whole, you know, show them why you made it to the nomination. Show them why you the face of the playlist. Like, you know, that's not me being cocky, but, you know, that's just me showing y'all, like, this is my hard work. If y'all don't get it yet, then I'm going to keep working harder and show y'all why y'all should get that. Like, so that's all it is.
Yeah, we ain't mad at
but, yeah, but
we ain't mad at your hard work.
Oh, for sure, man. I appreciate that. But, yeah, but as of right now, though, Wildflower 2, if you weren't there for Critique Fridays, you got to wait till this Friday to hear it. But yeah, it's a dope song, man. I think everybody's gonna love it, and that'll be out this Friday at midnight, and that'll be available everywhere.
Yes, sir, man. Shout out to YJO, man. Look, our official sponsor for Behind the Mic, Enoch Flow Records, and shout out to Ted and them over there for doing their thing, man. So last but not least, man, give the people, man, your where they can follow you at. What can they find you?
Okay. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at QFlow, QFLO, no W. I don't know why y'all keep putting the W. There's no W. It's QFLO underscore music 215, man. Because you know I'm from Philly, man. I gotta let people know that. But yeah, that's Twitter and Twitter and Instagram. QFlow underscore music 215. You can find me on wherever you listen to your music at. It's Q-Flow, F-L-O. If you follow me on the gram, I got merchandise. I got QFlow hoodies. I got QFlow with the, it got the logo, and then there's one with just the regular logo, and then there's one with the layover logo that my man made when we shot the video. I need to get more remix logos though, man. So there's merchandise out there for you. Get you a hat, get you a hoodie. It's still cold out, so get you a hoodie. You know, and I got it all for men, women, and children. I got it all out there for you.
Okay.
So you know, hit the link in that bio. You can find all the merchandise. You can find the pre-save for the Wildflower 2 single, or you can just wait till Friday, whatever. And then for any artist, if you are an artist and you need a space to learn from other artists, to have general fellowship, you mean build up relationships with these brothers, build a brotherhood, DM me on Instagram, not Twitter, not my email. DM me on Instagram and I will offer you my hand in introducing you to the Listening Session group chat. The Listening Session group chat, real quick, man. I made this Telegram chat. It started off as a tweet, and then you know how that goes. Something encouraging happened. Who comes over? Mitch Durrell. Mitch pulled up and was like, bro, that's a dope idea, man. So I started it. You know what I mean? Mitch was one of the first people in there. He don't be in there like that now, but he know he welcomed in there. It's all love with him.
That's right.
So, you know. But he was there when it started. We started off with like 6 artists. We got like 30-something people in there now. You know, some people, you know, a good 90% of people be active. There's some people who just be not saying anything at all. I don't know how y'all dealing with all these notifications, because we be talking and we be sharing music, you know, like, because, you know, there's a few of us who still go to Critique Fridays to submit before we release. So we'll be like, yo, listen to this song before I submit it. What y'all think? And they'd be like, yeah, that's cool. Or they'll be like, nah, maybe you should fix this. Or your vocals sound a little off. You know, we offer music advice in there. We offer when I say music advice, I'm talking recording. I'm talking promotion. I'm talking, you know, shooting the videos. I'm talking what type of equipment do y'all use? What type of programs do y'all use? We talking it all, not just maybe you should lean towards being a lyrical guy, or maybe you should sing or something like that. And we got all your flavors in there. We got your lyrical spitters. We got your bar aggressive punchline guys. We got your trap style guys. We got your singers, etc. We got Eric Boston in there. I'm trying to get one representative for each. That's my new goal. Get one representative from each platform in there. But the only reason I just got to pray on it though, because I don't want you guys thinking I want y'all in there so we can have a leg up. Like, hey, come get us on your show, or hey, put us in your playlist. No, I want y'all in there because it's just, you know, because I want people to learn all the aspects of the music of Christian rap, you know, being in the business, because it's still a business at the end of the day. So I want people to have all, you know, I want to have all aspects of that in there. So shout out to Eric Boston. We got, you know, he the first platformer, you know, the guy with his own platform in there. So shout out to him. He's been getting interviews fresh out of the Listening Session. A lot of his interviews been coming out of the Listening Session, you know, not to pat myself on the back or nothing, but, you know, he knows because he's been asking, like, all right, well, I could book Q, and then, you know, Saturday he got Cody Free, you know, we'll get Cody Free. Next week we'll get somebody else, you know, and that's because they've been in the Listening Session. We just been chatting it up. We talk, and, you know, we talk about life. We don't always talk music. We be talking about life, talking about, you know, what y'all do for a living. Y'all married with kids? How that's going? How do y'all balance music with that? We talk about it all. We talk about the word. We get churchy in there. We got artists in there too. We got, you know, people who excel at artwork. Eric Boston, Outer City. You know what I mean? Because we all can't. We can't do it all. You know?
That's right.
We can't do it all. So, you know, we got all type of things in there. We got
your trappers, your singers, and all that too. Different type of artists in there. It's not just a punchline room. So any artists who need help, man, hit me up. I'll invite you. You know, the least I could do is extend my hand, because I promise you, I don't want people thinking this is a click. It's not a click. I've sent invites to a lot of people and they just don't come. Or if they do come, they don't interact and they leave. I can't do nothing about that, you know, because I'm not forcing nobody to join and I'm not forcing anybody to stay. And if you want to leave, you're more than welcome to leave and you can come right on back when you're ready to come back. You know what I mean? But I don't want people thinking it's a click. It's not a click. It's a group chat. It's on Telegram. Everybody can get Telegram. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And if you don't want to come, I can't do nothing about that. But I can't invite you if you don't ask. You at least ask me. You know what I mean? Or ask one of the people in there. Like, because the homies will hit me up. It's like, yo, Q, you mind if I invite? Yeah, bring them in. I don't care. Bring them in. Because this I want to build a space for people to feel comfortable to express their feelings. You know what I mean? We get in there. Some people got their gripes about Rapzilla. Let's talk about it. Well, because you got some people like me, International Show, who's done work with Rapzilla. And so we know what it's like to be denied, but we also know how to get accepted. You know what I mean? Or, you know, what not to do. How not to burn that bridge. We've experienced that. So we'll have our back and forth debates in there, man. It's really dope in there, man. So any artist that want to join, like y'all want to come in, tap in with us, learn from dope artists. You know what I mean? We got million stream artists in there, man. People who work with, you know what I mean? The business. I'm talking just regular music business, not just Christian rap. We got, like, you know what I mean? If you want to join, just hit me up. I got you. I'll send you the link. I got you. But my goal right now, like, I'm going to still, any artist that want to come in, hit me up. I got you. But my focus for me, I want to get one representative of each platform in there. I want to get a Trackstar guy in there. I want to get one of you guys in here. I want to get a Rapzilla guy in here. You know what I mean? Any other platform. I want to get at least one representative in there, man, just to see what the community is about, man. I don't want you coming in there thinking we want, you know what I mean, we want a handout. We want y'all to hook us up with an interview or put us in your playlist. No, no, no. I just want y'all to come in here. I mean, if y'all want to, cool. I'm not going to deny that, but that's not my main focus. I just want you to come in to see what the, you know, that there is real community and unity in Christian hip hop. You know what I mean? Because that's the one thing I felt like we've been lacking is unity and community. And what started off as a mere tweet blew up to something bigger. And it's getting to the point where I feel like we're going to have to get off of Telegram and go to Discord. Because at some point, we can't handle all these. You know what I mean? If we keep growing and the notifications coming and all that, we're going to have to do more than just, hey, you know, casual chit chat and dropping MP3s in there. We're going to have to do more than that. So, you know, it's small now, but it's lively, man. We be in there talking. We get one good conversation started, you check your phone, you ain't check your phone all day, you'll see 400 missed messages. Because we really be in there talking it up, man. So any artist, if you feel like you want, you know, if that sound like a deal for you, join in, man. I ain't asking for no money. I'm just asking you keep it humble. That's it, man. Don't you come in there cocky, I'm throwing you out. You come in there, try to get political, I'm not going to throw you out, but, you know, don't come.
I'm going to holler at
you. You know, I'm going to holler at you. Like, yeah, but, like, just keep it humble. Just keep it cool, man. Keep it about God. Keep it about rap, man. And that's it. That's it, man. So, shout out to the listening session. I would shout out the artists in there, but too many of them. So, you know, man. You know? But, yeah, that's it, man. That's where you can find me. But DM me. I answer my DMs quickly, the quickest. On Instagram. All right. So anybody, any artist, y'all hearing this, QFlow_music215 and come holler at me, man. That's it.
Yes, sir. I'm going to send you, I'm going to DM you or hit you on your phone because I want to join myself.
I got you. I'll send you the link.
Yes, sir. I love the fellowship. Yeah, that'll work. Well, that'll work, QFlow, man. I appreciate you, man, chopping it up with us, man.
I appreciate you having me, man.
Yes, sir. Everybody, man, family, y'all know where y'all can find us. Go to your favorite browser and just put hashtag TBK247. I guarantee we pop up everywhere. Man, QFlow, may the Lord continue to keep blessing your ministry. May the Lord continue to keep blessing you, your family, and your drive, your passion. I love it, brother, man. May God continue to guide you in this journey.
Thank you.
Amen. All right, brother, man. Just hit me up, man. I appreciate you.
Oh, yeah. I got you, man. I will.
All right.
All right, man. You have a good night.
All right. You too.
Thank you.